在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In a decision certain to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, a three-judge federal court today upheld a key provision of the Federal Voting Rights Act. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
The 1965 Voting Rights Act was reauthorized most recently 2 years ago, requiring certain states and districts to get approval from the Justice Department or a federal court here in Washington before making any change to election procedures. A local government district in Texas challenged the law, contending that despite many demographic changes in various parts of the country, Congress had made no change as to which states and districts were covered by the law. But today, a three-judge court here in Washington rejected that argument, concluding that there was sufficient evidence of contemporary discrimination in voting in the covered areas to justify the legislative decision. Applying either the Supreme Court's original standard on this question or a more recent and stricter standard, the court said, Congress had acted rationally and constitutionally. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Afghan government officials say they are battling to retake a town that was captured by Taliban fighters last night. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
The Afghan government has sent 80 Afghan soldiers and police to recapture the town of Rashidan. A Taliban spokesman says his fighters captured the town Thursday night after a battle that lasted about an hour. The Taliban claims it captured the town police chief and the top government official in Rashidan, along with a number of Afghan policemen. Rashidan is located less than 100 miles southwest of Kabul. The United Nations says last year more than 4,000 Taliban fighters were killed in clashes with foreign troops led by the NATO alliance. But due in large part to the weakness of the Afghan central government, the insurgents have succeeded in infiltrating provinces neighboring the Afghan capital. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Jalalabad, Afghanistan.
NASA says all systems are go at the moment for tomorrow's scheduled liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery. The shuttle and its 7-member crew are slated to take part in a 14-day mission to the International Space Station, where they will help install a $1 billion Japanese lab. Shuttle Weather Officer Kathy Winter says the weather is also expected to cooperate for tomorrow's scheduled 5:02 p.m. Eastern Time launch.
Everything is coming together for launch, and that includes the weather. The weather is looking promising for launch day.
Perhaps more urgency to the space station astronauts, however. The part the shuttle will be carrying into orbit to help fix a malfunctioning toilet aboard the International Space Station. Officials in New York are now confirming a second death related to the collapse of a construction crane there, the second deadly crane collapse in that city in the past several months. The two dead were identified as construction workers in an earlier accident back in March. A crane gave way, killing 7 people. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 7 points today. This is NPR. United Airlines and U.S. Airways have decided against merging. The second and sixth largest airlines ended talks which heated up last month following word that Atlanta-based Delta was combining with Northwest to create the world's largest carrier. In a letter to the airline on the airline's website, U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker notified employees that consolidation will not be taking place now, however, he did not rule out future merger. In the case of a possible United Airlines U.S. Airways combination, sources say labor opposition and integration costs were apparently enough to kill the deal. The Food and Drug Administration issued a public health advisory today regarding asthma inhalers. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Albuterol inhalers can stop the wheezing of asthma and other kinds of lung diseases. Push down on the inhaler and out squirts the drug, along with the chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, used to carry it. But those CFCs deplete the ozone layer, and these old-style inhalers are banned as of next January. Many people have already made a switch to new-style inhalers, but millions haven't. So the FDA has issued an advisory suggesting that they talk to their healthcare providers now about changing to the newer inhalers, which use a different propellant. The agency says they're widely available, but they do taste and feel a bit different. The spray itself is softer, and each one has different instructions for cleaning and priming. They're also as much as triple the price of the old ones. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures wound up the week on an up note, ending the session up 73 cents a barrel to settle at $127.35 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.